Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy.
It's time for One Dude with a Fantasy.
Fantasy.
One dude with just one fantasy. Okay. Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app. Bo Johnson gives you the latest fantasy football updates, picks, and more to make sure your team is a winner.
Look, I don't know what sort of twisted fantasy you've concocted.
One Dude with a Fantasy is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Bo Johnson.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome into One Dude with a Fantasy, man. I am Bo Johnson. I am that dude. I'm with you for about the next 54 minutes. Who survived Thursday night football? We're in the playoffs. Zero teams on bye. Everyone rejoiced that made it. Not a great way to start the 2024 fantasy football playoffs. If you had anybody playing on Thursday night football, we'll get there in a second. So one, I want to know, 404, let me not get ahead of my skis here, 404-726-0929, Newell White's on the other side of the glass there, holding down the phone line. If you want to give us a call, feel free. Or if you want to text me, I've got the text line open. Any playoff start, sit questions that you have, fire away. You can also reach me on Twitter. I am at Jedi Sports Radio. That is the same for IG. If you want to connect through Facebook, I'm Bo Johnson over there. You can send me a DM wherever. You can send me a mention on Twitter. Or hell, if you have a picture you want to put up on IG, you want to mention me there too, that's fine. Any start, sit questions you got for the playoffs, because it's down to it. This is where the money's made, or the candy bars, rather. Thursday was rough. Also kind of want to know, we had this discussion on Friday on the Off the Cuff podcast, which is the podcast that hits your podcast software, be it iTunes, the Odyssey app, wherever, Spotify. Every day, most days at 2 o'clock, it's the Andy and Randy podcast called Off the Cuff. I get to be on it occasionally. Friday was myself, Abe Gordon, and Andy Bunker, and we had a brief discussion about Christmas lights. It is the season. Look, it's December 14th, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on a fantasy football show that we only have an hour talking about Christmas lights, but it seems to me that there are two distinct types of people in this world. Those of you that like white lights, and those of you that like colored lights. Me, I'm a bigger fan of colored lights. Now, I can deal with some white lights if you do, like, icicles hanging from the house. But, like, the whites and the solids, even the solid blues, and I'm a huge fan of blue, they're kind of, I don't know, depressing. Whereas lots of lights, then multicolors, are happy. That's just how I feel about it. We had a short discussion on it on the Off the Cuff podcast. I want to know where you stand. If you care to join that discussion, it doesn't have to be a long discussion, but it's a fun one. We also have a fantasy football league right here at the radio station, 929 Fantasies. So I'm going to run down how that one finished real fast and what we are looking like for the playoffs. Now, look, the last thing anybody ever wants to hear is how you're doing on your fantasy team, especially knowing they could be not doing well. But There are several 99 of the game personalities and listeners in this league, so I feel like you care. Finishing first and second, both tied with a 9-5 record, but I lead in points is myself and Mo Cheese, Mo from Columbus. We finish 1-2. We get first round byes. Then after this, this is the type of league that's really fun to be in. There's six playoff spots. Just went over the first two. 9-5 finishing first place. That's a pretty competitive league. Places third through seventh. So one of these teams didn't make the playoffs. We have 5-8-6 teams. So their playoff placement, and unfortunately for Big Josh Hagenone, finished seventh, did not make the playoffs, was all based on points scored throughout the season. 3, 4, 5, 6. So Miles Guru finishes third. Dylon to the Pylon finishes fourth. Mr. Thibodeau and Skip, two listeners, round out spots 5 and 6 in the playoffs. So we had three listeners make the playoffs and three producers. So in the first round of the playoffs, let's see if I can get back here real fast. I can figure out. All right, so in the first round of the playoffs, you've got Dylan facing off against Mr. Thibodeau and Skip facing off against Miles. And then me and Mo have byes. So good luck, fellas. Looking for a some kind of way to celebrate this league. If anybody wants to donate a championship, we're on a limited budget here. We're looking for a belt or a trophy or something. But it's been a fun league. Lots of banter going back and forth in this text chain, in the chat room in this league, and that's what we want. We like smack talk. Thursday night football, did you survive? I'd actually like to know. Not a great start for the fantasy football playoffs. Like I said, 12-6. If you've got the Rams kicker, you're off to a good start. Maybe the best start outside of, I guess, if you had Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua didn't even reach what his projection was in most leagues, but at least he did get you those 18 points. So, disappointing night for Matt Stafford. He gets you 8 points, 16 for 27, only 160 yards. Look, the weather was crappy. You're going to have to chalk this one up to just a bummer of a game. Hopefully you're playing against somebody who also had somebody in this game as well. Cooper Kupp, his second game finishing without a touch or a catch in his career. 0.0 points. That's unfortunate. I think he had three targets. If you survive that, if you survive the week, good on you for putting together. Look, if you've got a championship team, you haven't done that based on just how one player has been performing. All right, Kyron Williams, not the best day at the office either. 29 carries. He turns that in for 108. If he scores a touchdown, it's a completely different day at the office for Kyron Williams. Kyron Williams gets you 13 points. Look, all I can say, for Matt Stafford, if you've gotten to the playoffs on the shoulders of Matt Stafford, who has had a decent season, doesn't give you anything on the ground. He's a much better quarterback, two in a two-quarterback league. But he's that guy that you drafted in round 11 if you waited on a quarterback. If I'm not mistaken, at the beginning of the season, I had him in like that tier of, okay, I waited too long on quarterback, but here's some guys that'll do. That's been that type of season for Matt Stafford. Probably not a whole lot of playoff teams who got there because of the performance of Matt Stafford, though. Kyron Williams, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, a little bit different. And all I can say for those guys is they made it out of the game healthy, and you should be able to start them with full confidence next week, especially Puka Nacua and Kyron Williams. Other side of the ball, Brock Purdy. Look, nobody got to the playoffs, I'm pretty sure. I had Brock Purdy and Jaden Daniels on a team where I made the playoffs, and I used Brock Purdy twice. Jaden Daniels bye week, I think, and then some other week where just a much better matchup, and he came through for me. Threw the ball 31 times, only completed 14 of them. For 142 yards and an interception, Brock Purdy gets you 4 points. There's a lot of people talking out there that Brock Purdy could become the highest-paid quarterback ever in the NFL. Is that really where we're at with Brock Purdy? Now, I do think the San Francisco 49ers re-sign this guy. Doesn't have a fifth-year option because he was drafted in the last pick of the seventh round, Mr. Irrelevant. But he's earned it. I don't think he's earned highest-paid quarterback in the NFL, though, right? Give him Baker Mayfield money, however much Baker makes. That's around where Brock Purdy should be getting paid. He's not Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Jalen Hurts, but give him some Baker Mayfield money. He's earned that. That second tier type guy. Debo Samuel continues to be very confusing. Look, they tried their little butts off to get Debo the ball, and it just didn't work out. 3 receptions for 16 yards on 7 targets, and a lot of that was forced. And look, I'm going to tell you, if you watched the game, the 49ers forcing the ball to Debo Samuel may have been one of the reasons why they fell, but they only lost by 6. No touchdown scored in the entire game. Debo drops what would be probably a 25-yard touchdown. But they were just trying to force feed Debo the ball and left Juwan Jennings out there just, you know, hello. Over here, 2 receptions for 31 yards for Juwan Jennings. Debo finishes with 5 points. Juwan Jennings finishes with 5 points. George Kittle gets you 10 points, 4 receptions for 61 yards. So he doesn't completely kill you, but we're looking for a little bit more from George Kittle. As you've probably been relying on George Kittle throughout the season. Isaac Grindo. 11.5 points for Isaac Grindo. There is a big, bright, shiny light, though, as far as Isaac Grindo is concerned. Here's how the 19 running back carries were dispersed for the San Francisco 49ers. Isaac Grindo got 16. Brock Purdy carried the ball himself once. Debo Samuel got 2 carries. Also ugly. It was almost looking like he looked like Zeke Elliott out there. Just running in slow motion, running through sludge. Didn't work. Not sure what to, like, we're going to have to look at matchups for next week before we get there. But you know, if you've got Debo Samuel on your team, he's been a lot less than reliable. And those teams that, it took me a couple weeks to get off of the Debo train and on the Juwan Jennings train. And, hey, you can't start both these guys. It's only got to be one. Just because of name value alone, I guess. Juwan Jennings, definitely the wide receiver you want to be starting for the San Francisco 49ers. I do believe you can start him next week. We'll have to take a look at the matchups when we get there. Isaac Grindo carried the ball 16 times, 57 yards. The good thing about that is that Patrick Taylor carried the ball 0. If you picked up Patrick Taylor this week on waivers, hold on to him. Because if anything happens to Isaac Grindo, you know what happens with Kyle Shanahan running backs. They always are productive. Isaac Grindo is the number 3 guy for the San Francisco 49ers behind CMC and Jordan Mates. And the number 3 guy, and he's very productive when he gets the opportunity. He doesn't kill you either, like 11.5 points. At least he didn't get 5 points. But feel free. It does appear that Isaac Grindo, he came into the game questionable. We did not know what his status was going to be, how he was going to perform, whether there's going to be a tethered workload or whatever. He was not. Just so happened the game flow worked out to where he couldn't get more than 16 carries. But he handled, you know, for what it's worth, 100% of all the running back carries by, or all the running carries by a running back. So how about that? All right, let me know if you survived Thursday Night Football. What a crappy game to kick off Week 15, first week of the Fantasy Football Playoffs. Another crappy way to kick off Week 15 is to have players placed on IR this week, and there were some of those. We're going to get into the injury report on the other side of this break. Give me 5 minutes. This is One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and you may be listening on the Odyssey app.
Back to One Dude with a Fantasy.
My Fantasy.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Because I'm so functified. I don't know if I ever told y'all this story before. I feel like I probably have. I used to roll around listening to this cassette tape, the Brat, in my 1971 Volkswagen Beetle. When I was like 19. Used to think it was pretty cool. Me and my friends would stop somewhere, get out really quick, roll down the windows and shut the door. Let that hay roll out the barn, if you know what I mean. That's what it meant back in my day. Anyways, welcome back. One Dude with a Fantasy, man. Right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game. It is week 15. Playoffs. Hopefully you made it. I've had some pretty decent success this year. Not going to go through every league, but I've been on a little drought. A couple of years ago, I sent 4 teams to the Super Bowl in 4 different leagues, finished with 4 second places. And then I don't think I had but 1 or 2 make the playoffs last year, and I got early exits. This year was pretty good. Pretty good little season there. Hope yours is the same. Let me know if you survived Thursday Night Football. Very strange game. 404-726-0929. If you want to give us a call, Noel White is on the other side of the glass, and I appreciate you. I can talk to Noel during breaks now, which is pretty cool, without having to run into the other studio. We have a big, thick piece of glass in between us. It's how radio studios work. So if you listen during the day or on weekends, you've known that the producer-host conversation technology has been broken for like the last month, maybe more. But it's fixed now, so that's cool. Give Noel a call, and you can talk to me too. Also, the number to the text line, 404-726-0929. Rusty. Yeah, man, give me the colored Christmas lights over the white ones all day, every day. I was a complete Scrooge when it came to Christmas lights up until years ago. Because my kids were both old enough. Olivia was old enough. Mackenzie's been old enough. The ones that are with me, you know. And I decided we'd go ahead and put some Christmas lights on up in the condo when I was living over in Smyrna. We put some colorful Christmas lights up, and I absolutely loved it. So festive. I just don't get that same feeling from white lights, at least on the inside. On the outside, okay, but I still don't really, you know, icicles are fine, but I still like colorful lights. That's not just me, but what's your opinion on Christmas lights? Share them with me. It's all good. 7:22 in the morning. We can talk about Christmas lights. We can also talk about players that have hit the IR this week. It has been a couple. For Mr. CJ, that Funkified riding. I used to bump that tape too. Now, was it the tape, CJ? Was it the cassette tape? Man, the times I used to have rolling around listening to cassette tapes. That's pretty cool. What a great album too, Brett, Funkified. So Jonathan Brooks officially placed on IR this week. We knew this was coming. Torn ACL again. This is so unfortunate for Jonathan Brooks, but there's a silver lining as far as fantasy football goes. And kind of, I guess, for the Carolina Panthers too, because they did, you know, present Chuba Hubbard with a pretty big bag. Even before Jonathan Brooks made his season debut this season off of IR, off of the ACL on the same knee. Jonathan Brooks, in 2 years, I believe, is going to be one of those 9th, 10th, 11th round draft picks that can end up being maybe not a league winner, but we'll see. Because you know how all those guys kind of get forgotten. And I'm not comparing Jonathan Brooks to Saquon, but the same thing happened with Saquon. It takes you a couple years. All right, that's all I'm saying. Check back with me a couple years. Chuba Hubbard. Carolina Panthers are facing the Dallas Cowboys in this game this weekend. If I'm not mistaken, they may be favored. Only because they're at home, I think. But Chuba Hubbard is in a great spot this weekend as the Dallas Cowboys are absolutely horrible versus the run. They're not that great versus the pass either. But they definitely can't stop anybody on the ground. Chuba Hubbard is in a great spot this weekend without Jonathan Brooks there. I don't even know who the third or fourth guy is. They had Miles Sanders. He's on IR. Never really did anything this season. So love Chuba Hubbard this weekend. All just knowing that he's not splitting with anyone. He's going to get the bulk of the work. Evan Engram placed on IR this week, ending his season. He has a torn labrum. He is going to have surgery to repair that. He's been great this season when he's been healthy. Not so much when not. You've already had to deal with Evan Engram missing games this season, so you probably have a backup plan because you were forced into that. Luckily, tight end was pretty deep this season, so hopefully, you know, just know that backup plan, or if you do intend on streaming, and a guy out there just off the top of my head that should have a great game this week, although it's one of the toughest matchups. We have a game this week, and I'll get into it in a minute. Well, I'm about to tell you what game it is because I'm going to mention somebody you could probably pick up and play instead of Evan Engram. It's going to be Pat Freiermuth with the Pittsburgh Steelers. George Pickens has been ruled out with a hamstring injury, so he should play next. He was kind of close. He was almost kind of close last week, almost kind of close this week. They've already ruled him out. Not going to play is George Pickens. The only other pass catcher you want on the Pittsburgh Steelers outside of Najee Harris is going to be Pat Freiermuth. No teams on bye. You made the playoffs. It wasn't because of whoever the second wide receiver was in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Unless you're just in a deep league and super desperate, but it's not a great matchup for the Steelers this week versus the Philadelphia Eagles. DeAndre Swift did not practice on Friday. He plays Monday Night Football versus the Vikings. Roschon Johnson is in concussion protocol. Neither of these players have been ruled out. Roschon in the concussion protocol, not likely. DeAndre Swift not practicing Friday. Now, they're going to have another walkthrough today. They're on Monday Night Football versus the Vikings. Not a good matchup. Vikings, you can throw on them. You just can't run a whole lot on them. All right. If you can get your hands on Travis Homer and you absolutely need that Chicago Bears running back for fantasy success this week, for one, I'm sorry. Two, make sure you have a contingency plan. If you can pick up Travis Homer, look, he'll get 10 carries on Monday night if DeAndre Swift doesn't play. I just don't know if they're going to be worth it. The Minnesota Vikings do have a good run defense. That's partly the reason why teams have been finding so much success through the air versus those guys this week. But Monday Night Football, DeAndre Swift, Bears, Vikings. DeAndre Swift, I would not place my eggs in his basket for him playing. All right, we don't like when we get late in the week and guys are still not practicing. Another unfortunate one, David Njoku hopes to play, hamstring injury. The Browns do not play in a primetime game this week. If I'm not mistaken, they are in the 1 o'clock window, so at least you will find out about David Njoku. No, they play the Chiefs this week in what should be a good game for the Browns through the air, at least for Jerry Jeudy. It is in the 1 o'clock window, so you'll find out about David Njoku. If David Njoku does not go, you got to love Jerry Jeudy even more. Cedric Tillman is also not playing in this game. Still in concussion protocol, already been ruled out. David Njoku, that's an unfortunate one. You're going to have to figure out something more this week, I think, but at least it's 1 o'clock, and you'll find out. Josh Downs, questionable with a shoulder, did practice in full on Thursday. Indianapolis Colts are playing the Broncos this week. Do not like their pass catchers. Their pass catchers have been hit or miss, the three of them, with Anthony Richardson back there as quarterback anyway. Now they're playing one of the best pass defenses, one of the best defenses in the NFL, in the Denver Broncos. So even though Josh Downs did practice fully on Thursday and will probably play, I don't like it. Hollywood Brown has his practice window open. He has been ruled out, if I'm not mistaken. The way the injury report reads, he is still listed as out, but he's coming off of IR. His practice window has been open. He has to play within the next 3 weeks, or he can't play for the rest of the season. Just in time for the fantasy football playoffs, Hollywood Brown's coming in to take whatever work it was that Xavier Worthy was getting, whatever work Nuke Hopkins was getting. Here comes Hollywood Brown and insert himself into that trilogy of just crap. Hopefully after Nuke Hopkins' 2-touchdown game, maybe you played him the next week and then you fell off after that because he fell off after that. Xavier Worthy hadn't been trustworthy, pun intended, this season. But here comes Hollywood Brown, probably going to play next week. I don't think you're relying on any Kansas City Chiefs pass catchers in the fantasy football playoffs. At least I hope you're not. Jacoby Myers. You may hear from Jacoby Myers in Fire and Ice. He is questionable with an ankle injury. He was limited on Friday. So he did log a practice on Friday. The problem with Jacoby Myers and the Las Vegas Raiders, they are playing Monday Night Football. You need to have a contingency plan. Also, it does look like Desmond Ridder is going to be the one to start for the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Atlanta Falcons this Monday. Like I said, you're going to hear from Jacoby Myers in Fire and Ice. And I don't think that it's going to matter a whole lot that Desmond Ridder is going to be the quarterback. Not a whole lot of options over there in Las Vegas, but there's still only two. All right, get to that in the next segment, like I just teased. Aiden O'Connell did not practice on Thursday. These guys are seriously... I know I just said that it doesn't matter if Desmond Ridder starts for Jacoby Myers playing. Look, Desmond Ridder's probably going to only throw for 150 yards, but it'll be 75 apiece to two different players. Maybe they find the end zone. These guys are seriously, like, they're even listing Aiden O'Connell has not been ruled out yet. He has some kind of ankle injury, not as serious as we once thought. He did have to leave last week's game in an air cast. But the Raiders deep down don't want to win this game. Surely not. I know the players do, but Aiden O'Connell's really going to, like, they're really going to, they probably don't care about the career of Aiden O'Connell. But for them to even be just fathoming, hey, maybe we'll start Aiden O'Connell, that it may tell you how bad Desmond Ridder is. I don't know if it does or not. Maybe just Aiden O'Connell's just a gamer. Also not practicing for the Las Vegas Raiders on Thursday, Max Crosby. Very important. If you're playing in an IDP league, which a lot of us are, mostly important, though, just because he's the dude. If Kirk Cousins is going to have success, Max Crosby's the dude that could wreck that. And if he doesn't play on Monday, I'm not saying start Kirk Cousins on Monday in the fantasy playoffs in a win-or-go-home situation, but I am saying if there's any opportunity for you to snap out of your four-game losing streak funk, what was it called on the midday show with Andy and Randy this week? Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, by the way. Armpit funk? No, back of the ear. You know that back of the ear freaking earring pole funk? That's what Kirk Cousins has been in. Does have a chance to snap out of it this week versus the Raiders, especially if Max Crosby does not go. Placed on IR for the Las Vegas Raiders, Zamir White this week. All right, look. This sounds kind of weird. Sincere McCormick and Alex Mattison are both going to be healthy on Monday. I fully intend, it fully looks like, and everything is pointing this direction for Sincere McCormick getting the bulk of the workload for the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday night versus the Falcons, who, during this four-game current losing streak, gave up 70 and a touchdown to Aaron Jones last week. Gus Edwards kind of had like a crap game because the Falcons' defense played well against the Los Angeles Chargers. Kirk Cousins just really wanted them to have the ball a lot. Javonte Williams, 50 rush yards and a touchdown. Alvin Kamara in game one of this four-game losing streak, 55 rush yards, but another five receptions for 54 yards. The Falcons have troubles with running backs. If you need a running back to start, especially in DFS, if you play daily fantasy, Sincere McCormick this week, love it. But Sincere McCormick's going to get the work versus in a pretty good matchup versus the Falcons on Monday night. Lad McConkey, questionable, limited on Friday. We're going to have to find that one out. That's a 4 o'clock game. Big things could be happening for Quentin Johnson if Lad does not go this week. Steph Gilmore, cornerback for the Vikings, did not practice on Friday. Monday Night Football versus the Bears. Absolutely love Bears pass catchers on Monday night, especially if Stephon Gilmore does not go. Love Roma Dunze this week. Derek Carr, doubtful. The Saints have already announced Jake Haener is going to start. Look, Juwan Johnson and Alvin Kamara are the only two pass catchers that play for the New Orleans Saints that you're going to consider starting. That's not really going to change if it's Jake Haener, if it's Derek Carr. Breece Hall, questionable with a knee, logged a full practice on Friday. If Breece Hall plays, I guess you kind of got to play him, but there's a lot of experts, there's a lot of insiders that are suspecting that the Jets could place Breece Hall on the shelf for the season, seeing as how the Jets have already been eliminated from the playoffs. Pay close attention to that. I would be very weary about starting Breece Hall this week. Just because we don't know if he's going to get four carries, five carries, if he comes out with a limp, if he's even going to play again the rest of the season. DJ Reed for the New York Jets while we're here. Doubtful that he's going to play versus the Jaguars. DJ Reed is a cornerback. He is part of the third best secondary versus the pass this season. He's probably not going to play. Now, Sauce Gardner probably is going to play. Still love the volume there for Brian Robinson this week versus the Jets for the Jags because they got nobody else to throw the ball to, especially now with Evan Engram out. George Pickens out with a hammy, not going to play. Already mentioned that. Ken Walker, doubtful. If Ken Walker, he hadn't practiced all week. Ken Walker does not play. Phil, after last week's performance by Zach Charbonnet, it's not like I need to tell you to start him. But, yeah, roll him out there. Bucky Irving, questionable with a back, limited on Friday. Great spot for Rashad White if Bucky Irving does not play. And then rounding out our injury report this week, Tony Pollard did not practice Friday. Tajay Spears playing the Broncos, though. Not playing Tajay Spears this week versus the Broncos, even if Tony Pollard does not play. Not a good spot. Broncos, good defense. Tajay Spears, backup running back. Don't like that formula. All right, we got Fire and Ice on the other side. Lots of goodness to get into, including some banged up receivers. that if they go, you got to play them, but you're going to have to pay close attention to that 90-minute window before games. That was a horrible tease. We'll be back. 5 minutes. One to do with the Fantasy on Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Now, it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A song of fire and ice. Welcome back. Sports Radio 99 The Game. One Dude with a Fantasy, man. One segment left, about 12 minutes-ish. 404-726-0929. Not too late to call us. Not too late to give me a text. But in about 15 minutes after that time, you're going to have to hit me up on Twitter. Feel free to do so, though. I think I'm going to make a trip to the aquarium later, which is always a great time. But I do check Twitter up until Sunday mornings get really busy. So try to hit me, you know, before it's 30 minutes to game time, if you can. From the text line, let me rewind back to 12 hours last night. 12 hours from, not from now, 12 hours ago. 12 hours ago. It was the high school scoreboard show, if I'm not mistaken. Here's a text on our text line. I don't know what was going on the high school scoreboard show. Maybe I'll start listening more frequently. Jill, if you are there, who is this on Live X? Interesting. Again, high school scoreboard show sounds like they got it going on. Also from the text line, from the 678, I prefer colored lights, but my wife chooses white, so you can guess what lights I have up. It's two-parter, because the next one is actually a fantasy football question. I'm the same. So as soon as white lights started to go up inside my house, I made a mad dash to the Christmas light store. I have one strand. It's like 10 feet long. And I put it on my mantle underneath my TV. So on the fireplace, mantle, TV mounted up top, if you can visualize this, I have one colored strand of lights that spans my entire mantle. And I just turn it on, I leave it there. It'll stay on throughout the Christmas season. It may stay on the year because I just love the happiness that those colored lights give me. That's probably all I'm going to get. Outside of Baby Yoda and Stitch inflatables that are inside of my or outside of my the front of my house, that's probably the only color lights that I'm going to get. So maybe try something like that. There has to be some kind of meet in the middle here, some kind of compromise, 678. Now, he actually had a fantasy football question, too, and it's a good one. All right, I need one. Breece Hall, Brian Robinson, Zach Chardonnay, and Joe Mixon's already in the one spot there. All right, so let me go ahead and get into fire and ice here. I'm going to skip the ice running backs. I'm going to go right to the only fire running back that I have because it's the only one that I try not to put players on here. Hey, start. Let me tell you why you should start Bijan Robinson this week because Bijan Robinson gets into your starting lineup every week. So I try not to waste your time with guys that you already know, like Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's never been in fire and ice because Joe Mixon's been a must start every week. So Brian Robinson versus the Saints. Austin Eckler's on IR. We know this much already. The New Orleans Saints have seen a running back reach 18 points against them in four of their past five games. All right, 18 points is a great game. By if everybody in your fantasy lineup gets you 18 points, that's a win every week. All right? So in the past five games, the Saints have allowed a running back to reach 18 or more points. Some of them went well over 18, but that's the floor for running backs versus the Saints over the last month. So Brian Robinson is a fire pick for me this week. Now, if Kenneth Walker does not go, Zach Charbonnet is there also. Like, I would try to get if Kenneth Walker didn't go, Zach Charbonnet, because they also have a great matchup playing the Packers. Packers don't have a good run defense. Zach Charbonnet should run all over those guys. The only problem now, if Kenneth Walker does play, it's probably going to be a split backfield, and you can't play Zach Charbonnet. That's kind of where we are with Zach Charbonnet. He could get lucky, but it's not going to be enough volume for me to tell you to start him. All right, so if Kenneth Walker doesn't play, I want Zach Charbonnet and Brian Robinson in my lineup with Joe Mixon if you can make that happen via the flex or whatever. I'm not sure what your flex is looking like, but if Kenneth Walker plays, it'll have to be Brian Robinson and Joe Mixon. I would probably go with a wide receiver in my flex, and I'd probably not play Breece Hall just because I have that good of a running back room. You have a pretty good running back room there, 6, 7, 8, so there you go. That's what I would do with that. Running backs that I am not going to play this week, running backs that are icy, Tyrone Tracy versus the Ravens. Look, I know Tyrone Tracy has been a great story this week. He's single. He usurped Devin Singletary. Took about 3-4 weeks, you know, for Tyrone Tracy to and Devin Singletary actually had a couple good, you know, games in the beginning of the season. The Ravens have allowed the fewest rush yards in the NFL, and they're right up there in rush yards per game, too, but they've allowed the fewest rush yards, only 1,000 rush yards the entire season have the Baltimore Ravens allowed. The New York Giants are not in a good place. I doubt that they're going to be able to run the ball very much at all. If you're playing Tyrone Tracy, you just got to hope, honestly, that the Giants get down big and they just start passing the ball a lot. And who is it? I think it's Tommy DeVito starting for them this week. He just has to dump the ball off to Tyrone Tracy. It's more like, you know, cross my fingers and close my eyes if you have to play Tyrone Tracy. Also, Gus Edwards, Kamani Vidal. We just haven't seen Kamani Vidal take this job yet. It is close. I feel it. It's the fantasy football playoffs. I don't like either of those guys this week. In the last month, Tampa's allowed the fourth fewest rushing yards per game and are 11th in the league in rush yards per game for the season at only 115. All right, but they're doing a lot better than that over the last month. What you do want to do against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is throw the ball. All right. So I don't like Gus Edwards, or you're not playing Kamani Vidal, but I do still like Kamani Vidal as a stash throughout the playoffs. If Gus Edwards gets hurt, and we know that Kamani Vidal is going to get the job and the line share carries there for the Chargers, he might turn into a sneaky good play in the right matchup for the rest of your fantasy football playoffs. So I would hang on to him. Don't like either guy this week. On to wide receiver. I kind of mentioned this Steelers-Eagles game earlier. A.J. Brown chirping this week, not getting the ball enough. People having to come to his defense and saying that there's nothing going on between Hurts and A.J. Brown. Look, Jalen Hurts is not a good start this week either versus the Steelers' defense. I don't want to be the one to tell you to not start Jalen Hurts. But... oh, and I skipped ahead to running back, too. I was like, why haven't I gone over quarterbacks yet? Let me tell you why not start Jalen Hurts this week. Yeah, I'm going to leave it up to you, but I'm going to just give you some stats about the Pittsburgh Steelers here. Only defense that have not allowed a single quarterback to score 20 points against them this entire season. And only four quarterbacks playing against the Steelers have reached 15 points this year. All right, we're in week 15. They've only allowed four quarterbacks to get 15 points. None of those reached 20. All right. They've limited the four quarterbacks out of the top 10 quarterbacks in fantasy rush yards or fantasy points off of rush yards. So of the top 10 of those guys, they've played four of them. They've limited them to 10.6 point total points per game. So they play well against running quarterbacks. That's what Jalen Hurts is. Jalen Hurts has the most points off of rushing of any quarterback this season. Those are just some stats. Hopefully you have somebody better. All right, and I'm going to give you three guys here that I would probably play over Jalen Hurts. Who else am I icing? I'm icing Baker Mayfield versus the Chargers. Mayfield, look, he's quarterback 5 in fantasy points per game this season. He's finished as a top 10 quarterback in two of his last three games. He ranks 5th in passing yards per game, 3rd in passing touchdowns, 9th in pass rating. You're trying to tell me not to start him? Yeah, I kind of am. In the last month, the Chargers have kept quarterbacks in check, giving up the 12th fewest pass yards per game, 7th lowest passer rating. If you have a better option, I'm just saying I'm not looking for a huge game out of Baker Mayfield. I'm also not looking for a huge game out of Russell Wilson, who's on the other side of the ball from Jalen Hurts. Look, I'm telling you, Steelers-Eagles may be the most boring game of the week this week. since week 9. In the last month, Philly has allowed the second fewest pass yards per game, third lowest passer rating. Not a good matchup for Russ. Not a good matchup for Jalen. Not a good matchup for their pass catchers. You're not going to bench Saquon ever. You're probably not going to bench Jalen Hurts, but you probably have better options. Pat Freiermuth may be a decent option with no George Pickens. You don't want anything to do with any other Steelers pass catchers. You don't want anything to do with Devontae Smith, but you may start A.J. Brown. The only reason why I put Devontae Smith as an ice play, I'm just saying they've only given up 9 touchdowns to wide receivers all season. If that's not enough to bench A.J. Brown, fine, but it should be enough to bench Devontae Smith, the number 2 guy. Quarterbacks you can play this weekend, Kyler Murray versus the Pats. Kyler Murray has scored 14-plus points against 8 top 10 defenses this season. So he's faced 8 top 10 defenses or were top 10 defense at the time, and he's put up 14-plus points against 8 of those top 10 defenses. All right. The New England Patriots have seen 3 consecutive quarterbacks score 21 or more points. And most recently, last week, they gave up 21 and some change to Anthony Richardson, who also runs just like Kyler Murray. All right, Kyler Murray also has a very favorable fantasy football playoff schedule. All right, here's what Kyler Murray faces in weeks 15, 16, and 17. The Patriots this week, then the Carolina Panthers, then the Los Angeles Rams. Forget the 49ers on Thursday. Look at what the Buffalo Bills did versus the Rams last week. Goodness gracious alive. They score like 100 points in that game. All right. Bear with me here. Oh, we're almost out of time. Aaron Rodgers here. The Jags are the second worst team in the NFL versus the pass at 265 yards per game. That's on the season. Aaron Rodgers has scored 18 or more points in 5 of his last 6 games. Despite the Jets continuously finding ways to lose, Aaron Rodgers has put up solid fantasy numbers over the last month. He's put up 20-plus points in 2 of those. So he scored 18 or more in 5 of the last 6, 20 or more in 2 of those games. And he's played the Dolphins, Seahawks, Colts, Cardinals, which he didn't have the good game. Texans and Pats have been his last 6 matchups. So some good defenses in there. I'm just saying, Aaron Rodgers is in a great spot this week versus the Jags, and I believe he can be trusted. Bo Nix versus the Colts. Bo Nix is quarterback 8 on the season. Since week 5, Bo Nix trails only Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Jalen Hurts in fantasy points per game at 20.5. That's since week 5. Bo Nix versus the Colts. Smash start for you this season. And then Justin Herbert, you can play Justin Herbert playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is the same Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that got torched by Kirk Cousins twice. LOL. That's all I have written in my notes about that matchup because what's happened to Kirk Cousins recently tells me maybe he just needs to play crappy defenses every week. Maybe he can't succeed versus good ones, but he is playing a crappy defense this week, so... There you have it. Wide receivers that I am going to fire up, Jacoby Myers versus the Falcons. I mentioned this earlier. Look, Jacoby Myers has been a target monster. Double-digit targets in 3 straight games. He's averaged 17 PPR points in those. In the past 4 games, the Falcons have given up 11 or more points to 7 different wide receivers. 11 doesn't seem like a lot, but it's 11 or more, and it's 7 receivers in the past 4 games. Oh, yeah, remember last week they gave up 30-plus points to 2 wide receivers in the same game. That's why I don't think it matters that Desmond Ridder is going to play this game Sunday night. Jacoby Myers and Brock Bowers are the only guys that are going to be getting the ball thrown to them. The Falcons should win this game. But Jacoby Myers and Brock Bowers are still going to get theirs. Calvin Ridley versus the Bengals. Over the past 8 games, the Bengals have allowed the 8th most receivers fantasy points. Adam Thielen, look, since he's been back, has seen double-digit targets. In both of those games, over the past 8 games, the Bengals have allowed the 8th most wide receiver fantasy points. The Cowboys. Cowboys defense is surrendering an average of 155 receiving yards per game and 12 touchdowns to opposing wide receivers. That is a ton. All right, love Adam Thielen here. And then finally, Brian Thomas versus the Jets. Even though he's going to be facing some Sauce Gardner, they got nobody else. Evan Ingram on IR. 10-plus PPR points in 9 of 13 games he's played in this season is Brian Robinson. Over the past 3 games, the Jets' defense hasn't been as great as they are on paper. 45 receptions, 608 receiving yards, and 2 touchdowns to opposing wideouts for a total of 118 points over the past 3 games. 118 divided by 3 is somewhere around 40. So the Jets have given up 40 points to wide receivers over the last three games. Love Brian Robinson this week. Or Brian Tobin. Thomas. Love Brian Robinson, too. Love all the Bryans. Start the Bryans. All right, that's it for me this week. Hit me up on Twitter. I am at Jedi Sports Radio. College football game time is next. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman, is that correct? I know it's Abe Gordon because I can see him right there. Hit me on Twitter at Jedi Sports Radio. Thank you for listening to One Dude with a Fantasy. I'll see you next week for the playoff semifinals. It's been One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio 910 on the game. Is that right? Semis? And the Odyssey app. Peace out.